Welcome back. You are listening to the next lesson in the Machine Learning 101 series. Last time, you walked through how a computer tunes its internal knobs to improve predictions. But every time it checks the real answer, it needs a way to turn that mistake into a number it can actually minimize. That number comes from something called a loss function. A loss function is basically the model's report card. It is a scoring rule that takes a prediction and the true answer, then spits out a single penalty score. The lower the score, the better the model is doing. Think of it like a golf score. The model wants to finish each round as close to zero as possible. Without this score, the computer would have no compass. It would be like trying to lower your electric bill without ever being allowed to look at the meter. Why must the score be a single number? Imagine your coffee shop model makes predictions for 200 different mornings. Some guesses are too high, some are too low, some are spot on. If you had to tune 50 different knobs based on 200 separate stories, your brain would overheat. A loss function collapses all those individual tails into one clean total. That total tells the optimizer whether the last knob twist helped or hurt. Now, there are many ways to design a loss function. Today, we are focusing on the classic one for predicting numbers. It is called mean squared error. This is the workhorse for problems like guessing muffin sales, house prices, or temperatures. It only works when the answer you want is a quantity, not a category. But within that world, it is king. Let us break down the name itself, because it is actually descriptive. Error means the gap between guess and truth. Squared means you multiply that gap by itself. Mean means you average all of those squared gaps together. There is no hidden mystery. The name is a plain sentence describing exactly what you do. Here is how mean squared error works in everyday language. For each prediction, you find the difference between what the model guessed and what really happened. Then you multiply that difference by itself. That is the squaring part. You do this for every example, add up all those squared differences, and divide by how many examples you have. The result is one average penalty score. Let us walk through five mornings at the coffee shop so you can feel it in your bones. On Monday, the model predicts 50 muffins and you sell 45. The difference is 5. 5 times 5 is 25. On Tuesday, it predicts 60 and you sell exactly 60. The difference is 0 and 0 squared is still 0. On Wednesday, it predicts 40 and you sell 50. The difference is negative 10, but 10 times 10 is 100. The negative sign vanishes. On Thursday, it predicts 55 and you sell 52. The difference is 3 and 3 squared is 9. On Friday, it predicts 48 and you sell 48. Another perfect zero. Add up those squared differences. 25 plus 0 plus 100 plus 9 plus 0 equals 134. Divide by 5 days and your mean squared error is 26.8. That is the model's report card for the week. If next week the mean squared error drops to 20, the model knows it improved. If it climbs to 40, something went wrong. That single number makes competition possible. If a friend claims their muffin model is better, you both run the same week of data and compare scores. The lower mean squared error wins. It turns a vague argument into a measurable fact. Notice why this beats simply averaging the raw errors. If you had averaged the raw differences on those same 5 days, you would have positive 5, 0, negative 10, positive 3, and 0. The positive and negative mistakes partially cancel each other out. The average raw error would look like negative 0.4, which almost makes it seem like the model was slightly too low overall. That is ridiculous. The model had 2 big misses and only 2 close calls. Mean squared error refuses to let mistakes hide behind each other. The squaring step does 2 things at once. First, it forces every error to become positive, so underguesses and overguesses both count as damage. Second, it inflates large errors dramatically. A miss of 2 becomes 4. A miss of 10 becomes 100. The model feels intense pressure to fix its wild guesses before worrying about tiny refinements. This matches real life. If you are predicting how much insulin a patient needs, a small miss is a minor adjustment. A huge miss is an emergency. Mean squared error encodes that urgency into the math. Another way to picture this is a dartboard. Imagine every prediction is a dart. The bullseye is the true answer. A dart 2 inches away gets a penalty of 4. A dart 10 inches away gets a penalty of 100. The model is not just trying to hit the board. It is terrified of missing by a mile because the score explodes. That terror guides the optimization. The score is never truly zero. Real life is too messy. The model is not chasing perfection. It is simply trying to find the lowest point it can reach, like water settling at the bottom of a bowl. You might wonder why we average the squared errors instead of just adding them up. The average keeps the score fair when you compare different amounts of data. If you test your model on 10 days and I test mine on 100 days, my total sum of squared errors will probably look larger just because I had more chances to be wrong. By dividing by the number of examples, mean squared error gives you a per example cost. It is like comparing the average miles per gallon of two cars instead of comparing total gas used across completely different road trips. Let us bring this back to those knobs. Remember, the computer starts with random knob positions and makes predictions. It calculates the mean squared error. Then it nudges a knob slightly and checks the score again. If the mean squared error goes down, the nudge was good. If it goes up, the nudge was bad. Over millions of these tiny experiments, the computer rolls the score downhill. The loss function is the landscape, and the model is a hiker trying to find the valley floor. Mean squared error tends to create a smooth, bowl-shaped landscape with no sudden cliffs, which makes the hike relatively predictable. That is one reason engineers love it. To see how universal this is, think about predicting the temperature for tomorrow. A model that guesses 68 degrees when it is really 70 is off by 2. The squared error is 4. A model that guesses 85 is off by 15. The squared error is 225. When the model trains, it will pour almost all its energy into fixing that 15-degree whiff before it fine-tunes the 2-degree whisper. That is exactly what you want if you are planning an outdoor wedding or a construction schedule. Of course, mean squared error has its quirks. Because it squares everything, one bizarre outlier can dominate the entire score. If a movie star visits your coffee shop one morning and you sell 500 muffins instead of 50, the model gets clobbered for missing that freak event. It is like letting one pop quiz in a hurricane decide the entire semester grade. Data scientists have ways to handle outliers, and we will touch on those later. But for normal, predictable patterns, mean squared error is the trusted default. It is also important to remember that this loss function is for numbers only. If your job is to label photos as cat or dog or emails as spam or not spam, you are choosing a label, not dialing in a quantity. Mean squared error would be nonsense there. Those problems use different report cards entirely. Today we stayed in the world of numerical prediction, and here mean squared error is the starting line. So here is what to carry with you as you finish this walk. A loss function turns endless individual mistakes into one clear score. Mean squared error does this by squaring each gap between guess and reality, then averaging them. It treats over guesses and under guesses equally. It punishes large errors extra hard, and it gives the optimization process a smooth, reliable number to chase lower. When you picture a machine learning model training, do not imagine magic. Imagine a meter that the computer is desperately trying to push toward zero by squaring differences and turning knobs. That meter is mean squared error. And now you know exactly how it works.